From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain's ambassador to the U.S. says his country believes it is possible to address President Trump's issues about the Iran nuclear deal in time to prevent him from pulling out of the agreement. Kim Derrick appeared on the CBS News program Face the Nation.
We have ideas. We think that we can find some language, produce some action that meets the president's concerns.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is in Washington. Boris Johnson is in Washington joining the leaders of Germany and France who've come to the United States in recent weeks hoping to persuade President Trump not to abandon the nuclear deal. Mr. Trump has until the 12th of May to decide. Meantime, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has warned President Trump that leaving the nuclear deal would be, in his words, a historic regret. Powerful bomb ripped through a crowded mosque being used as a voter registration center in southeastern Afghanistan. Abid Shah Ansari is the provincial head of public health. He says at least 12 people died there, 33 were wounded. He said one of the killed was a woman. The attack came hours after unknown gunmen in northern Afghanistan, a region there, kidnapped 7 engineers, mostly Indian nationals. No one claimed responsibility. The Taliban has denied involvement. Late last month, a suicide bomber killed nearly 60 at voter ID card centers in Kabul. Nigerian police and officials there say at least 45 people were killed in the northern village of Gwaska in the Kaduna state, in an area known for incidents of armed bandits. Bandits believed to have had hideouts in the dense forest. This is VOA News. North Korea says its intention to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula has not the results of U.S.-led sanctions and pressure and accused Washington of misleading public opinion. Grant Newsham, senior research fellow at the Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, tells VOA he believes the pressure campaign directed at both Pyongyang and China has gained some success.
I think this has all led to Kim, his sort of smiling face and his willingness apparently to talk. A willingness to talk, however, should not be taken as a willingness to give up nuclear weapons, however.
As the U.S. and North Korea prepare for proposed dialogue, the two Korean leaders have pledged complete denuclearization at their summit, which was April the 27th, but did not provide an outline of how to achieve that. Trump administration took a hard line in trade talks with China last week, demanding a $200 billion cut in the China trade surplus, with the U.S. sharply lower tariffs and an advanced technology subsidy. Meantime, President Trump, attending a business roundtable in the U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio, spoke about U.S. trade deficits with nations such as China and Mexico.
We have deficits with everybody. And don't let anyone ever tell you that trade deficits are okay. They're not okay. They're not okay. We have massive trade deficits with China. We have massive trade deficits with Mexico. Who would think? $100 billion trade deficit with Mexico. Who would even think that? And that doesn't include lots of other problems. You see that on the border. I really thought they'd be much tougher and better to us on the caravan. Didn't quite work out, but that's okay. That's okay.
President Trump referring to a caravan of migrants from Central America who traveled across Mexico to reach the U.S. border with Mexico late last month, only to be told by U.S. immigration they could not enter the U.S. Iran-backed Shiite Hezbollah group and its political allies looked set to win more than half the seats in Lebanon's first parliamentary election in nearly a decade. Under election rules, voters are registered in areas from their ancestors, where they grew up and saw people traveling across the country in order to take part in the voting, this woman among them.
I traveled from Beirut and left home at 5:30 a.m. to come and vote. We've been waiting for the election for 9 years.
Unofficial results from Sunday indicate that Western-backed Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri would emerge as the Sunni leader with the biggest bloc in the 128-seat parliament, making him the front-runner to form the next government, though he did lose seats. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.